Joining us right now with a look at some happenings on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, I wanted to get what's the latest on the state budget right now?
Yeah, so the House has passed their version of the budget. The Senate has passed their version of the budget. It's still in conference committee. As a member of the Ways and Means Committee, we've been diligently working with our Senate colleagues to try and iron out the differences and come up with the final budget. The deadline was July 1st. We have still in negotiations. We had to pass a supplemental budget to get us through the next coming weeks. But we are getting close to an agreement, and we're hoping to see the finalized budget before we break July 31st.
And what are your overall thoughts on these budgets?
Well, you know, we think we put a lot of good things in the budget. We've seen some solid increases to funding for housing, education, to target food insecurity, local earmarks, Scituate, Marshfield, Norwell, trying to deliver for those local nonprofits that support our families here locally. You know, some of the concerns that we have had to take into at least consideration, there was an issue with the previous administration not appropriately spending unemployment funds from the federal government. So I commend Governor Healey and her team. They've been working closely with the feds, and they're trying to figure out how to best address the $2.4 billion that was misappropriated under the Baker administration.
Now, are you confident that this will all be done by the end of the month?
We're working hard to do so, and I have confidence in Speaker Mariano and President Spilka that we'll get a budget that best supports all the reps and their districts across the finish line before hopefully July 31st.
Now, recently, of course, there were some hearings on the MBTA. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the MBTA has been an issue for a long time. I'd like to commend the state auditor. She's been working hard to audit the MBTA, to iron out some of the kinks. The new administration has hired the new head of the MBTA. He's working diligently to try to right the ship. You know, what we saw in the hearings is something that we've been seeing from hearing from riders on, which is the trains aren't running on time. They're not reliable. The service is not adequately helping the people that need to get it to where they need to go, whether that's work, school, et cetera. So it's going to probably take a coalition of congressional leadership, state leadership, and municipal leadership to hopefully right the ship and make sure that we can adequately provide affordable transit to the folks that need it here in Massachusetts.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks so much for having me on. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.